The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We've tried lavender so many times on our windowsills.
Oh, cells. How interesting. My lavender died.
No, but like time and time and time again.
Don't grow time and time and time again.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Hello and welcome to Pottering with me, Tom Allen, and I'm delighted to tell you, my guest today is my old friend, James Gill. Now, James is somebody who I've known for many years. He's somebody who, I'll say it, props up the comedy industry, largely through his wonderful gigs that he organises and also through the television warm-up he does. James, thank you for joining me here in the garden.
Always to be here.
James, of course, we've known each other for a long time through your running of, and I'll say it, the best gig in London, which is at the Tommy Field in Kennington, the ABC Comedy Club, six nights a week.
And thank you, Tom. That was great.
The first of many plugs you'll get. And then also through warm-up, and you warmed up the first sort of telly gig I ever got, which was the John Bishop show. So you very much supported me in that.
That night is one that is etched on my memory forever. Wonderful.
Because of my tantrums?
No, because you were so brilliant on it. You, Kylie Minogue.
It was a magic.
Sarah Millican.
That's right.
Ollie Murs, Jess Glynn.
Yes.
It was a stacked bill, wasn't it?
It was a Christmas special.
I've heard something story about what happened with the guy in the audience.
No.
So, I've warmed up for John Bishop for many years.
Yes.
I'm going to use the word friend.
Yeah, for sure.
And what happened was, we're about to record the show, and the floor manager comes up, Cameron Banks, the producer.
Lovely Cameron
comes
Banks.
Over and goes, James, Johnny's ready to come straight on. You won't have to do anything.
Great.
Great, okay. You don't need to do any crowd work.
Okay.
Key bit of information. So I go on. Is this appropriate that I've launched into this story from the off?
I'm thrilled. All I kept thinking was Cameron Banks loves gardening.
Great guy. So I go on, do about 30 seconds. I'm waiting for John. No sign of John.
Oh.
So I do a minute. No sign of John. I do 5 minutes. Still no sign of John.
Yes.
And then, as you remember, I was chatting with your mum about this, the audience had all been given a Santa hat.
Yes.
So there are 1,500 people in the Lyceum Theatre, all with the Santa hats on.
Yes.
And then I see a guy, middle, third row, larger gentleman, red face, thick, bushy white beard with a Santa hat on. And I think, if I don't talk to this guy, I'm not doing my job as a warm-up. And so I run into the crowd and I go, look, ladies and gentlemen, there's a special guest from the North Pole. This guy stands up. The crowd, I would say, disproportionately loses its mind. Because we recorded it just before Christmas.
Yes, of course, at Christmas.
So it's like, and I'm thinking, I'll get this guy up on stage. So I get the guy up on stage. The crowd start chanting, Santa, Santa. I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And then I ask him a question. Do you have a message for the boys and girls? And he makes some horrible joke about coming in your chimney or something like that, which means that I get to do the Larry Grace and Bruce Forsyth, you know, the faux shock, you know, the walk away as if, so now I milk a lot out of
great.
And then floor manager comes on, John's ready, I'm like, this is
the dream.
This is the best thing.
Couldn't have gone better.
Absolutely. So as Santa sits back down, take the roof for Santa, 1,500 people, Santa, Santa. When you do a great job for John, John flashes the big bishop pearly whites. And I think, I'm not just getting the pearly whites. He's going to lift me into the air like Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And I go, please welcome John Bishop. He doesn't move. So I walk over to John, sort of almost like, to say father and son relationship is hamming it up, but let, you know, stay on the journey. He's all in the wings. He's a lot taller than me. And I look up at him and he looks down at me and he goes, you've just ruined the ending to the John Bishop Christmas show.
So I go
from hero to zero. I've gone from this is the best thing that's ever happened to this is the worst, you know.
James.
And he goes, we're gonna have to rewrite the ending to the Christmas show. And he says something. Oh, this was it. He goes, how many people do you know who look like that? As in like Santa.
Still like Santa.
And in a panic, I go, they exist. like lamest thing that anyone's ever said. And he does that. He looked like a disappointed dad. He does that shake of the head. Oh, that was it. He goes, the end of the show, a sleigh comes down. Santa comes out of the crowd, sits in the sleigh. John gets in the sleigh and they wave and the sleigh goes off. So that's all ruined. So I'm just like, oh my gosh.
That could still work.
So John shakes his head, walks on stage, crowd. I'm stood in the wings like this.
Oh no, and James. And I thought you did such a good job.
He goes, before we do the show, I'm going to tell you. It's Ringo Starr. I'm going to tell you that Jim's ruined the... And he goes, tell you what, I'll get him out to explain what's happened. And I'm like... You know, when you're pinching yourself to wake up from a nightmare, you know, I'm having a malarial dream.
But this is made all the worse because you are such a...
Sensitive.
You're a very sensitive man, but also a very generous man. Wanted it to go well.
The floor manager goes, you better go out there. So I walk out and then John puts his arm around me and tells this story. I can't watch. So I turn around, I bury my face in John's alpha male pectoral muscles. So he's stood telling the story. And I'm like ashamed of it. And then John goes, oh, Jim, before you go, just one more thing. And I look up and he flashes the bishop pearly whites and he goes, I'm just pulling your leg.
No!
He's not a plant.
Oh, and he wasn't a plant?
The whole thing was just John winding me up.
Oh,
such is John's commitment. Because the great thing, and also, we all love John, but one of the reasons why I love John so much is that we're on such a tight schedule. So John's obviously watching from the wings, and he knows, Tom Allen's got to be on at such and such. I know that we've got to be at the theatre by this time, and I know Kylie's supposed to be on at this.
Well, yeah, I should think Kylie Minogue was probably above his list of pressures than mine.
But then he's obviously thought, but I could spend 10 minutes winding Jim up top. And that's okay, you know, bless him, as he says, say goodbye, you know. So I go off, lovely round of applause. And then, of course, when they start the crowd, elevated that much more because of...
It was a phenomenal evening.
Oh, it was great.
Wow. I had no idea that it all happened. Well, I was upstairs getting very stressed about doing my first ever telly set, really, and getting very, very anxious. And kindly, you were in the wings to sort of...
So proud.
Keep me proud. Keep me proud.
Keep me proud.
Keep me proud.
It's private. Well, we're close. You know.
We're close friends. We're great. Good friends for a lot of people.
Welcome to Carry On Gardening.
Yeah. keep me relaxed. I don't know. You get me on my toes in a good way, and then went out and did the gig. And I was very nervous doing the gig, and I started doing my first joke, and actually the first bit didn't really fly. Because I think when an audience knows you and you're having a good gig, the audience
they're enjoying
the setup. And, it's, you know, the Dalai Lama says it's about the journey, not the destination. So it was all kind of like, you know, when it's a good gig, it's going like that. This audience were like, who is this prick? Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, they'd never seen me before. Even though we do look quite alike, they might have thought that we were just a version of, hang on, this is the guy, John had the joke. But then the punchline landed and they liked it. And then it was great.
That's right, you're off and away then, weren't you?
And you very kindly took some photographs, which I was very grateful for. But those sort of Christmas gigs are lovely if you are very well known and you're very, you know, you want it to go so well. There's a huge pressure. Everything about it is intense.
You know what you did that I thought was wonderful?
I left the stage.
You said thank you. At the end, you thanked John.
Oh, I did, yes. I was so grateful. Thank you, John.
But I just thought that was such a lovely... That was a measure of the man. What a lovely thing to do.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah. Well, no, I was very grateful. And it was because of that show that I then got booked to do a run at the Soho Theatre, which then led to me doing more telly stuff, which and so then was a big thing for
you
me.
Did play, we did an Always Be Comedy together, and there was Palladium, I think there was Palladium off the back of that.
That was the Royal Variety. Royal Variety, yeah, that was the following year I did the Royal Variety.
And you bought me, you know that I'm into self-help, you yes. bought me a journal.
Gosh, this is wonderful, this isn't it?
It's a real paint each other on the back, isn't
it?
This
is great.
And so before, you know that I write
yes,
into all of that
good,
malarkey.
Yes.
What a lovely, what a kind of thing for you to do. So
well,
thank you.
I was very grateful, Jane.
Oh, could I just take a moment of your time to talk to you about Thrive? Thrive delivers meals to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in minutes, which frees up time to spend doing the things you love, like perhaps gardening. They are made without any ultra-processed foods. That's no UPFs and no artificial flavors. But they are prepared by their in-house chefs, so it means that they taste like your favorite home-cooked meal. Thrive is short for food to thrive. And if you'd like to give it a go, go to thrive.co.uk, that's FRIVE.co.UK/Tom to get 40% off your first box. Use the code Tom to get 40% off your first box and then 20% off boxes 2 and 3. So why not give Thrive a go to meet all your goals in 2026?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You know, I only have people I like here in the garden. It is essentially a gardening podcast, but, you know, very loosely so.
Sure, sure.
But I do know that you are a keen gardener yourself, aren't you?
Yes. So I have a wife and two young children and...
Who you didn't find in the garden.
Who we found in the garden. So for me, gardening is... It's I love my wife and kids enormously.
Of course. It's a different sort of love.
But there is a book coming. Mm. For example, it's lovely to be here today.
Away from them.
And not be with... And so that is what gardening is to me. I will put on, I'll put my earbuds in.
Yes.
I will, if you were to come into my garden and I've got my earbuds in, I will definitely be listening to a Don't Kill Yourself audiobook.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Is that a genre in itself?
Oh, absolutely. Some call it self-help, but let's call it for what it really is. And it's alone time.
Alone
mowing
time.
Mowing the lawn.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Weeding, all of that.
Mm, lovely
and I
thing
will
to do.
Turn a 1 hour job into 3 hours.
Oh, really? Good
absolutely.
For you. Why not? Because you'll do it slowly and very thoroughly.
Extra me time.
Extra you time.
Absolutely. That has been raking for ages.
The garden is immaculate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a bowling green. And you said to me how your wife had sent you out initially to do it as a chore.
Yes. So we'd first moved in. We'd been in, she would say Beckenham. Let's be honest.
It's Penge.
It's Penge. 100% Penge.
That's where my family are from.
She would send me out to the garden the very first time. And we all love our respective partners.
Of course.
She's probably sent me out to do that chore, thinking, he's going to hate this.
Yeah.
And then she's opened the curtain. Biggest smile ever.
Lovely.
Podcast on.
Lovely.
And it went from there. And I nearly said, and it blossomed, but I apologise.
Oh, you could have done. I don't mind.
I wish I had.
Bit of
we'll get there in the end. But yeah, it's escapism. I don't think that's not overrating it, is it?
No, I think that's very true. And I think, you know, both of us living in the suburbs, and I often talk about how much I like being a bit further out, and it's sort of a more kind of slowed pace of life. I think that's one of the beauties of living further from the cool metropolitan centre, is that you have space to do things like that, and it's good for the mind.
When you garden, what are you doing? Do you have anything spinning?
Very rarely, actually. I tend to just be on my own in my thoughts, and I try and leave the phone away. And so I find my experience in the garden is, as the title suggests, pottering.
That's good.
But it's often tidying or shuffling around with something, maybe deadheading something like that. But I can do that for a half an hour, maybe some repotting. And that, I feel, will make me feel good. And then I'll love to look out on those pots or that bit of tidiness and enjoy it.
Have you generated material while you're having that downtime with nothing in the ears?
You would have thought so, but actually, no. It's dead time.
There's that book, isn't there? Laura Smith recommended it. Rick Rubin, The Creative Way. Is it The Creative Act? The Creative Act.
Oh, I don't know that
book. It's great, really good.
I like Laura Smith.
Yeah, do the audiobook.
Okay.
Not when you're gardening. That's how I did it. I did it while gardening.
And it's called?
The Creative... Because there's The Artist's Way. This is called The Creative Act,
yes,
I think.
The Creative
Rick
Act. Because I know The Artist's Way, which I do like.
I've conflated two titles.
Okay, no, I get it. Because The Artist's Way I like.
Yeah.
But my friend Ellen and I she introduced me to it, and I got to kind of laughing. We both had a bit of a giggle about it, because, of course, the writer, Julia Cameron, wonderful book that she's created. She has a life in LA, which is quite different to living in,
Penge.
For example, Penge.
she's never been on the...
She's never been on the 227.
Yeah.
And...
she
doesn't go to Beckenham,
actually. The 59, which is the bus I get from Brixton to Orange the Colony in Kennington.
Oh, right. Or the 76. Is that's a Penge bus,
that's
isn't
a Penge bus.
Mm. It still has its buzziness here.
So
if you can
Penge.
Hear the... if you can, hear the police or... Ambulance.
I shouldn't have said that. There was a fire last week. I apologise to my fellow Penchettes.
Don't worry, we'll take it out. I remember when different emergency services had different sirens. Do you remember that?
Is it all the same siren now?
Yeah, now it's just like, woo, American style. Does everything have to be so Americanized?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a woo. But in America, they have the honk honk to go with it. Honk honk.
Yeah, sure,
woo!
That's right.
But we just have the woo. But it used to be like, Nino, Nino. You'd never hear Nino.
So you, the fire engine had its noise.
Yeah. And then the police had their one and the ambulance had another. I'm sure of it.
Ringo Starr is begging to do the voiceover of whatever this children's show is.
Oh, I'd love that.
So the fire engine had its own, ambulance had its own, police, and now it's just all the same siren.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe they vary it just to keep you on your toes.
Ooh.
It does sound...
That was very camp how I did that.
That would be something camp like an ambulance. I don't know why. Thanks, of course. Doctors and nurses. Inevitably camp. Yeah, you can't have a camp fire engine somehow, can you?
No.
And I'll still call it the fire brigade. I don't care.
What is it? Fire service.
Fire service. But we're not American. Isn't it the colour fire service?
All my references are trapped in the 1980s.
Yeah.
To the extent where if a friend comes back from holiday with a whiff of a tan, I will say, oh, Judith Chalmers.
Yes, lovely reference.
And anyone under 45 will say,
what are you talking about?
What is Judith Chalmers?
What is Judith Chalmers?
Yeah.
Similarly, when the very successful show Traitors started and I went on their podcast, I made an obvious reference in my mind, how they all look like they're in the advert for the Scottish Widows. Obviously, they had to... took that out straight and having
for
none
me,
of that.
To me, that's a very modern reference.
Yes, exactly. That advert for Jordan was just last week.
Yeah.
No, ages ago.
So what happened? They just didn't go for it.
They just took it out. They took out a lot of bits there.
Come on.
And I also said that the tasks were like being on a PGL holiday camp. Gone. They didn't. They were like, no one will understand what that is. And I was like, I'm sure they will.
I wonder why.
Parents Get Lost, wasn't it? That was it.
All my references are anything from even 1986. I consider achingly topical.
Yes, absolutely. Same. But we digress, as is my wont. But. What were we saying? Penge? Oh, The Artist's Way.
Yes.
Julia Cameron. And she will be like, you know what? It's a lot of sirens there. She'll be like, you know what? When I'm feeling creatively blocked, I'll just grab a sweater.
Isn't that
right? Which is what Americans call jumpers.
Yeah.
They will not call them jumpers, even though, what language do they speak?
Yeah.
It's English.
Absolutely.
Fine. I'll grab a sweater. I'll go walking in the hills. And I did this one evening. It's a beautiful evening. They often say beautiful. Which again, we wouldn't have, like, imagine a day like today, grabbing a sweater, going for a walk. You'd be freezing.
You would.
And she said, and I saw this cat, and I started talking to this cat, And I told it all of my dreams. And I was like, oh, shut up.
Imagine that in Penge.
Can you imagine that in Penge? You'd be arrested.
The back of a van.
Yeah.
I was talking to the cat. I was telling him about my dream. No,
yeah, please be careful with my sweater. It's cashmere. Yeah. I shouldn't be so harsh to poor Julia Cameron. But there's a lot of stuff that's kind of much more rooted in a, you know, at one point she says, you know, maybe you could consider renting a beach house.
It's relatable stuff.
A beach hut, do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so quite different, but useful. Useful. But the creative act, what's that all about?
A lot of it is just, I suppose, like what you do on the show sometimes, just being quiet and listening. And then, what you know, sometimes that idea will just drop in.
Percolates, doesn't it?
For you, because I know, I've seen it happen. I know you write on stage. I won't say which bit, but there's a bit from the most recent tour that had come from an ad lib.
Oh, at ABC.
Incredible. How else do the ideas land for you? Because some people, I once interviewed Emma Kennedy, and she says she did this action, ding-a-ling-a-ling, so she treats her computer like she was office hours.
Oh, yes.
So, like, opening the shop, ding-a-ling-a-ling, 9 in the morning.
That's great.
Sits and works, and then, say, 5 o'clock, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Sorry, office is closed. What a great thing to do. I should be more like that, but I'm so addicted to looking at things I don't need to look at. Mainly Instagram.
Well, Sean McLaughlin will stand in the kitchen and just say things out loud.
And that leads to material developing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not just saying this because you're here, but as I say, the best comedy gig in London is the ABC or Always Be Comedy.
Always Be Comedy. Do you know what that's from? You're a movie fan, aren't you? I bet you'll get this.
Twins. No?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Do you know, I've never seen Glengarry Glen Ross. Oh, and I always, in my mind, confuse it with Monarch of the Glen.
I'd love to conflate those two things.
I would love to see Glengarry Glen Ross, Monarch of the Glen.
It's phenomenal.
Is it about the court case?
No, it's salesman, desperate salesman.
Oh.
Jack Lemmon, Al Pacino. Jack Lemmon plays the neurotic. He's a bit over the hill. He's desperate. He's got to make the sales.
Yes.
Pacino's the red hot rising star. Super cocky. Kevin Spacey.
Yes, I thought he was in it.
Yes, it's fantastic. Jonathan Pryce is in it as well.
Oh,
Alan
okay.
Arkin and, Ed, and Ed Harris.
Gosh, chock full.
That's a great movie.
That and Kramer versus Kramer at the same time.
No, Kramer versus Kramer's late 70s. Glengarry Glen Ross is 91, 92, I think.
Oh, as late as that.
And Alec Baldwin. Not all aging well. These stuff. He gives a speech. Always Be Comedy. Sorry, Always Be Closing. And I was living with two pals. We'd watched this film most weeks.
Yeah.
And it's quite a famous scene in the film, Always Be Closing, Always Be Closing.
Over, of course, to
and then we were when we launched the night, because we watched this film so much, so Always Be Comedy was, it just came from that.
Oh, that's very nice. I didn't know that. It's a great name. What I think is remarkable, actually, is how you have curated a very nice audience there. There's something about that space. I've done lots of gigs in my life, but it's a space that is upstairs.
Yeah.
I've done similar sorts of rooms that aren't as friendly, but you make it very friendly in a very creative way, and in a way that allows lots of different voices to thrive. And I think that's a remarkable thing.
And the shape of the room is nice, isn't it?
It is nice, even though actually, as a performer, you walk into the audience, basically, which is kind of, and then you sort of stand at the side and people can see that you're there, which is fine, nice, because they're always nice people. But I always feel like, oh, am I ruining the magic? I don't know what magic
No,
I think.
Not at all. You're making the magic. You're enhancing it. We had Michael McIntyre a few weeks ago.
And I've heard of her.
He came in, you like this. If you've been to the Tommy Field, if you've been to Always Be Comedy at the Tommy Field before, there, you go upstairs,
yes.
And as Tom says, you'll open the door and you're essentially walking into the gig. You know,
yes.
The audience are there, there's a bar there where the comedians hang out, and then Michael McIntyre had his mic on, and so from the moment the door opened, he was on and started performing all the way until he walked onto the...
But was he on stage at the time? Because often when I walk in there, somebody else is on stage, because I like to be early.
So I'd intro'd him,
and
then it was so good, because what he was doing was he was commentating on the room...
As he walked in.
Why is a... I wish I could do impressions, but why is a gig taking place in a room like this? Why is there a wardrobe at the back of the room?
It sounds like a Dalek version.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Michael.
Which I liked.
So sorry. So the crowd couldn't leave their look. Because I've never seen that before where they've started the set as they've opened the door and are walking in. It's good stuff.
Well, I bet, but I mean, I'm sure they were delighted. And you often, not to make this into an advert, of course, for a wonderful comedy club, but I do love it there, that it is, you often email your mailing list and say, there's a special guest, but I can't tell you who they are.
That's right, yeah.
And you will often have people there. I did want to go back to my previous point, though. You make it a very comfortable room for people. I think it's a very generous thing to do, which a lot of performers might not have that generosity. For example, me. So I think it is really rather wonderful the way that you do that, and with when you're warming up studio audiences as well.
I love comedians, and I've always loved comedy. I think you're the same. Pretty much from the womb, was straight in on comedy, and so there's few things I love more than, say, standing at the back of that room in the Tommy Field, squawking with laughter at someone being hilarious. And it's the same on warm-ups.
It's
Saturday's a prime example. Tom Davis, Amy Gledhill, pals of ours from the circuit. Scarlett Douglas was also wonderful. Joe Brand, of course, actual icon. And then you came on and did the bit with the audience.
Oh,
you know. And that was just...
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Flamethrower time, wasn't
but
it?
But I like, for me, what I like about anything like that is the live experience, actually. And I think the kind of idea that you don't know what people are going to say, what way it's going to go, but we're all in the room, including the audience, together, and we're having an experience there, which can never be replicated, can never be repeated. It will never. You
That's
could
right.
try and repeat it. You can do something similar, but it'll be exactly the same.
It's a wonderful thing. It's like when you watch it as well. I think they capture it very well. They shoot it so well. It's like Donald Trump. And
it's going to be so great.
Great edit.
Yeah, great.
Catching the edit. Great. The audio, quite great audio. Get the audio. But these guys, they've obviously spent hours, days, these creations in the kitchen.
Oh yes.
And they cannot believe their luck when you are annihilating their isn't it? It's such a wonderful. The whole conceit is wonderful. The pride and joy is in the middle of the table, and they are practically praying that you will tear this. It's so funny, and you know, it goes without saying, you're so funny, and you're so wonderful with them, and it's done with, there's a glint in the eye.
Well,
you know, they know it's just jokes. It's, I think I can say, because the episode will have gone out by now, extra lines. The pharmacists and the Ozzy Osbourne thing.
Oh, yes, they're obsessed with Ozzy Osbourne.
It was wonderful. So funny.
Well, they're obsessed with sort of... Ozzy Osbourne as the Prince of Darkness. They were kind of obsessed
metal.
With heavy metal kind of
That's
ideas.
Right.
But I thought it's an unusual thing for a pharmacist to be obsessed with kind of the Prince of Darkness death, basically.
But this is why it was so great, because, you know, we're all laughing, everyone's laughing, but no one is laughing harder or louder than the woman who, you know, tears in her eyes. You know, it's a lovely...
Maybe she was just crying.
You're right, yeah.
She was just having a terrible...
Medic had to come over, make sure she was okay.
Make sure she's suing me, but... Don't worry about it.
But in the room, so good.
In the room, the edit's so good. It's so good in the room.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you to say. Gosh, we're absolutely loving now.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, sometimes a bell sounds.
Yeah, deal with it.
Sometimes an angel gets their wings. Four did just then. isn't that the end of It's a Wonderful Life?
It is, yeah.
You're a big film buff.
Yeah, what a film that is.
What a film. Is that your favourite film?
No. My favourite film is probably Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Oh.
Steve Martin, John Candy.
We were talking about that just yesterday.
It's a perfect film. It's about, I think it's just over 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, these days some films have to be over 3 hours and what have you. Mm. There's that and Groundhog Day. They're both around the 90-minute mark. Both perfect films.
Yeah, it's Planes, Trains and Automobiles, just 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I remember watching it as a kid, and I was probably too young to be watching it, because it's got that sad twist at the end when you realise about his wife.
Well, it's a very family film, yes. And I would love my kids to watch it, because they're getting into comedy. Ah. But then there's the scene with the car rental.
Yes. That's so funny. But so expletive later.
But they've earned it, because it's been, it's probably barely been a swear word up until that scene. Get me my effing car, effing me. You know.
What's so funny about that as well is that feels very modern. Because I feel like in our computer age, we get so frustrated with things. But actually, that's been around for ages, hasn't it?
The two kind of them in that film together.
What a dream.
There is a longer version, and there are scenes that apparently exist. And I've heard Steve Martin tell a story that there's a, you know, Candy has a scene that he thought was such a beautiful scene. Such a beautiful scene. I think it works really well. I think it's perfect as it is. Mm. What's your favourite ever film?
Well, it sort of varies depending on what point of my life I'm in. For a long time, it was The Last Emperor.
Fitting.
Fitting, of course, for me. The story, of course, of the last emperor of China. But it's a lovely, it's a very, you know, eloquent description.
I've never seen The Last Emperor.
Oh, it's a very beautiful film.
Does that win the Best Picture Oscar? Mm. 87, 88?
Yeah, late 80s, I was going to say. Yeah. Beautiful Sir Peter O'Toole plays
right.
the
He never
teacher.
Won the Oscar.
Did he never?
He was given an honorary Oscar, and I think at one point he had the record for most nominations without a win, I think.
Gosh, poor old Peter. Never got it, did he? It's worth a watch, but North by Northwest I always go back to.
Oh my God. Mm. Perfect.
That and Mary Poppins. Quite a mix, I think.
She won the Oscar for that.
Yeah, I know, Julie Andrews did, yeah.
I love Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
I can't remember when to say this.
Gosh.
It wouldn't win it now, would it?
I think it would be...
Because now it always has to be something sad or...
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It's such a light...
And I guess at the time... And, of course, there's that film where Emma Thompson's at the Saving Mr. Banks.
That's a great movie.
Shaving Mr. Banks.
Shaving Mr. Banks.
And Saving Private Banks. It's a brilliant film and talks so much about...
Niagara Falls in there.
Yeah.
In fact, that might be a classic... I cry if somebody opens a bottle of lemonade, but I think that is a classic me crying on a plane.
Oh, a perfect film to cry on a plane too.
Cry on a plane movie.
The reason I mention it as well is because you realise, like, Walt Disney was obviously so invested, literally and metaphorically, in it as a picture, and obviously a lot of love had gone into it. I suppose it probably did carry more weight than it's given credit for.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, Mary Poppins, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I think... was seen as kind of quite an epic film.
He gets criticism, Dick Van Dyke, because of his accent.
Oh, yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Still good.
In that film.
I never questioned it as a
kid. He's brilliant.
It's only like.
The physicality. He's just.
It's a nonsense world, anyway. It's where they jump through paintings. And
who cares if he's cockney accents?
But 1912 wasn't like that either. You know, Cherry Tree Lane doesn't exist.
No.
So, like, there's lots of things that are unreal.
Because my favourite film for a while was The Great Escape.
Oh.
And James Coburn plays an Australian in that. His accent's not great, but he's amazing, isn't
he? Just go with it, I think, don't you? Bad accents.
His charisma, well, as with Van Dyke. Sean Connery in The Untouchables. He won the Oscar. It's turning into the Oscar podcast. He won the Oscar for that. He's playing an Irishman. He's not really doing an Irish accent. But such is the charisma and the star quality. I will forgive.
Maybe he's from that part of Ireland we've not been to.
Sure, called Scotland.
Called Edinburgh.
Called Edinburgh.
Yeah, perfect. Similarly, I was thinking of Angela Lansbury as well when she's Jessica Fletcher.
Sure.
It's an unusual accent. I mean,
she's born over here.
She was born in the UK, born in England, went over, I think, at the same time as Joan Collins, actually.
Seriously?
No, Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure also that. Extraordinary.
I'm pretty sure they were the same era.
She was the highest paid woman on television for a long time, wasn't she?
Is that right?
The Murder, She Wrote, yeah.
I mean, they're searching for the new Murder, She Wrote, because a lot of the streamers say... they need recurring audiences. You don't want to have, as a streamer, you don't want to have, like, bang, here's my big series, six parts done. Because then people are like, seen it, bye.
This is why Suits still does well, isn't it?
Suits does well, Friends does well.
Friends was a better example than...
Downton Abbey we often watch on Netflix.
Sure.
Just because it's there. In fact, that's the only thing I watch. And they are desperate to get me to watch other things. I don't want to watch them. Sorry.
You like what you...
I like what I like, which is Downton Abbey, exclusively.
I still have a bit about... There's nothing worse than crowbarring material. But there were the Swedish drama, was it The Killing? It would be, say, 26 episodes. Yeah. Sarah Lund, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
But she would falsely accuse various people.
Yeah.
And it would take her 20-odd episodes to find the killer.
Yes.
After basically interviewing or accusing every person in Denmark, wasn't it?
Denmark.
In Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And that was how... That was, like, great television.
Mm.
Jessica Fletcher
was
banging out and solving one of those.
Yeah, I was going to say.
One a week.
Probably filmed them in about 3 days. Also, Netflix is desperate to get me to watch that thing called Boots. And I just think, is it about The Chemist? Because that would be a great title. Imagine that.
I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
The various dramas.
They were the OG meal deal.
Absolutely. Pauline's annoyed on pharmacy. on pharmacy.
Mate, I want Boots. Oh, please, please make
Pauline still hasn't had a lunch break and it's 2:30.
Tom Allen in Boots. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Well, do you remember when Boots became...
God.
Because you know I love a trip down memory lane. When Boots was quite the superstore on the high street for a time, when you could buy, like, a Walkman there. Or you could buy... Do you remember, though? You could get your photos developed.
Yeah, that's right.
Buy a Walkman.
That was a different time. The whole photos thing where you'd take your, 12 pictures,
yes.
Hand them in.
Yes.
In your mind, you'd built them up David Bailey quality.
Absolutely.
And then every single one was fingerprint over the...
Or a sticker on it to tell you how bad it was. Which is kind of harsh, actually, when
brutal.
You think, like...
Oh, my God.
I've just come back from my holiday, just took some moments with my family.
Get ticking off.
Blurry. Light exposure.
Tried my best.
Next time, make sure the light source is behind you. Yeah. Shut up.
That is so funny. That's so true. Giving the harsh feedback on the photos.
Yeah.
That's great.
Assholes. Now, you mentioned that you like spending time in your garden. What sort of things do you tend to find yourself doing there?
Taking an unnecessarily long amount of time to mow the lawn. The lawn is mowed. My wife and kids don't know the lawn is mowed. I'm gonna give it another go, just in case. I'm gonna hands on knees, pull all those weeds out. Our garden is always... Oh, I must share this, though. I hope she doesn't mind. When it comes to gardening... My wife is the Harold Shipman of flowers. And so what happens is we'll go to the garden centre and she'll buy new plants and flowers. And if there was a William Hill bookmaker in our house, I would put my last £10 on every new plant and flower being dead within the month. And this has gone on for years.
Maybe
it's
she enjoys
so sad.
It.
She's a serial killer but of
plants.
What happens
botany.
Is we'll go on holiday... And we'll get the neighbour to, please, you what, Marilyn, if you're watching, we'll get Marilyn next door to water and we'll come back from holiday and the blooming.
Oh.
Immaculate.
Oh.
And then we're back from holiday and then within, as I say, less than a month.
All gone. Marilyn kept them going.
But sometimes then... revived them and then poor Mrs. Gill with the kiss of death. Heartbreaking. I don't know what happened.
Did she get despondent about it because of that?
I once pulled her leg about it. Mm. I wouldn't do that again. There was a sadness there.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Well...
What tips would you have there for not killing them?
I think... Well, watering...
Imagine that... Because I know proper gardeners watch this.
No, I don't... Well, if they do, God bless them. My experience watering water and light is the two things they like, but not
she's
to overwater
doing
them.
Both. I wonder if like, after we go to bed, she's getting up in the night and... poisoning them.
Well, maybe, sometimes there's those, certain medications do send people in sort of trance states, but also...
Checks up in the morning covered in mud. What's happened here?
Oh, my goodness. Similarly, with pots as well. Sometimes the pot is the wrong size, or...
Oh, that'll make her feel better. Let's go with that.
Or, you know what I mean? And sometimes they don't like to sit in water, so maybe there's not proper drainage in the pot. So it might be a case of giving them a good size pot and...
We've tried lavender so many times on our windows.
Oh, how interesting. My lavender died.
No, but, like, time and time and time again.
Don't grow time and time and time again.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Where's your lavender?
It's those two twigs in that pot over
there.
Oh,
mate. Mm.
Did
Emily put those in?
Emily did pop round the other evening, quite late at night.
Makes sense.
She did seem a little misty eye.
Must kill plants.
James, I wanted to show you my wisteria.
Thank you very much.
Come with me down the garden path. I don't know if you find this, but trimming the garden is often a big thing. And this is the time of year, these cooler months. But we've been blessed with this wisteria here in the garden.
Beautiful. Do we have wisteria? No. I'll tell you what, in the time I've been here, I need to up my game beyond mowing and weeding, don't I?
Well, I mean, I get a bit of help. But, you know, don't be afraid. I suppose decide what you want and then... Don't be afraid to kind of lean into it.
It's tricky because I think if Mrs. G would turn our garden into the actual killing fields.
Well, of course.
So
yes,
it's
of course, there is that.
Look at me. I mean, the range of plants and foliage and whatnot. I mean, it's what an achievement this is, Tom. And the oh my lord,
I mean,
is this the famous Andy that's Gardner Andrew? Is he Gardner Rob?
Gardner Rob.
Gardner Rob.
Gardner Andrew. I'm
always thinking of Prince Andrew.
But this wisteria, Rob says we can chop.
Okay.
Because he calls them the whippy bits, like the bits that are sticking out. Those are...
Still thinking of Prince Andrew?
Yes. This time we can actually prune it back because it's going to go into autumn soon anyway. So
I see. Anything yellowing?
Well, I think that's just going into autumn. So that's fine.
Oh, God, maybe I'm the killer and it's not my wife.
Well, no, but you can't... But, like, that sort of thing is the sort of thing.
Right, OK.
But there's this sort of... I mean, there's this kind of stuff which is a bit whippy.
But what he was advising was we shouldn't be afraid.
I'm always afraid.
So you can chop that bit. Look, use that if you're afraid. Oh. See this bit here? If you chop that bit back, you can cut it.
Well, I can cut this anywhere.
Pretty much,
Oh, gosh.
To the green bit. Yeah, and then look, it's fine. Plant still alive, so it must be fine.
Okay, great.
Because
I see.
So this is like, he says, this is like the whippy bit, because it's just a thinner bit that's come off the main drag up there.
But that you wouldn't touch that, though, would you? Because that's surely...
Well, I think he's going to... That bit is, again, another...
That's
bit,
a whippy bit?
It's a bit whippy, yeah. Because it's just come off the main drag. So you really want to keep the motorway, not the little country lanes.
Oh, I love it. Have you just come up with that?
Yeah. The advice I've received is you can also be quite unafraid of trimming things back. So if that is your fear.
I did it with my hair and I got carried away.
Tell me about
it. We never talked about...
Baldness.
We never talked about baldness.
What do you use on the top of your head to shave it?
I use a Harry's razor.
I use a Harry's one as well.
Do you really?
I do it in the shower, yes.
She's not paid for content for Harry.
No, anything though. Expensive.
I'd be up for it.
You know, where you can buy them?
Go on.
Boots.
I mean, what a beautiful moment.
That Netflix series has got a lot to talk about.
Can't wait to watch it.
I can't wait. Now I don't need to see it.
Who's it? Who would join you in Boots? You'd have the lead part. Who else would be in it?
I would say...
Sheridan Smith, correct.
Sheridan Smith is the main person. Yeah. In one of her many wigs. I would also like to think that Lindsay Duncan would make an appearance.
Who is Lindsay Duncan?
Oh, what a shame. Or Leslie Manville.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
What's that film? Is it Four Seasons? Is it called One Year, Mike Lee?
Oh,
there's a scene with a cake.
Is that set near where you live? I was thinking that's Forest Hill Way.
Is it?
It's sort of sad though. Oh,
she's phenomenal in that.
She's
film.
Amazing in that.
I worked for a magazine.
The best thing in it, she's like fun in it.
I worked for a magazine.
Everybody
Shortlist
else dies.
Wrote the review, and I said if Leslie Manville does not win the Oscar, but anyway, I was wrong. She should have won the Oscar. I thought she was incredible.
Who did win it that year?
Can't remember that
probably
year.
Not.
So good. Bald chat.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to movies. We were
Printheads.
In Dulwich Park. Jason Statham.
I've heard he can be seen around there.
Was there with his wife. Mm. Going back a few years with one of the kids. And it was cold. Mm. I idolised... I think if you're bald, I think legally you have to idolise. He's king of the baldies. Mm. And he was stood about there. And my youngest and his child interacted. And then I removed my woolly hat as if to say...
I'm bald.
Nothing. Not a flicker. I think I thought he was going to go... My new best friend.
Well, he probably just thought you were deferentially doffing your cap.
You know what? I'll take that. I'll take that. That's best case scenario because it looked really weird. Yeah, I hope that's what he thought. Thought about that most days since it happened about 5 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see him again. Just go down to
I should see him again. One of the reasons I love Jason Statham, but I feel like no one talks about wigs anymore. Wigs were such a back to the 80s.
Oh, they were a thing then.
But kids these days...
They don't know...
They don't know what... I don't think they would know what a wig...
They wouldn't know a wig if it hit
They wouldn't face. Know that regular fellas, if they were bald...
Put on a toupee.
Would wear... And they were shocking.
Bad toupee.
They were... It looked like a border collie had been shot, prit stick on the belly, thrown it, and then the guy's optimistic... eyes closed, and it's landed, and they've looked at them. Yeah, that's fine. But like, big actors would have them.
Oh, absolutely.
And so they must have been, like, the best wigs money could buy.
Still terrible.
And they were, like, conservatively 2 inches off the head. So the fact that Jason Statham has come along and done a kung fu chop to the wig makes him okay.
All praise. Him and Ben Kingsley.
If it hadn't been for him, we might be standing here having this conversation with a couple of... What, with two border collies on our heads?
Yeah, yeah, hoping that the conversation no one realises... Oh, what a time.
What a time!
Thanks for pottering with me today. I'll be back next week with another lovely guest. Until then, why not click subscribe on my YouTube channel? It's at Tom Allen. Or follow the show on your podcast app so you're always up to date. And if you can leave a little review, 5 stars if you're feeling generous. It really helps other people find the show. Yes. Anyway, thank you. Bye for now.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.